Finally, we've talked a lot about health issues today, many involving women and girls. Now, I have a few words about missing girls, those we seem to care about and those we don't. I was thinking about this as I made the mistake of trying to use my house phone last night. I don't know how I managed to forget this after 10 years of marriage. During every Pittsburgh Steelers football game, my husband, a Pittsburgh native, insists on commandeering the phone so he and his 7 siblings can call each other and discuss the plays. It is so annoying. Deprived of my phone, though, I started to think about a mother who is probably jumping every time her phone rings because she doesn't know where her child is. Can I just tell you, it's become almost a cliché, the faces on the milk cartons, the breathless reports on the news. But it doesn't change the fact that hundreds of thousands of people go missing each year in this country. In 2008, that number was close to 800,000, according to the National Crime Information Center. Nearly 615,000 of those were people under the age of 18. The vigil began almost a month ago on December 28th for a mother named Janice Salas. Her daughter, Felicia Barnes, disappeared while visiting her older half-siblings in Baltimore over the winter holidays. Felicia's 17th birthday came and went on January 12th without a word. Since then, according to local news accounts, all phone calls to her cell phone have gone straight to voicemail, her ATM card has not been used, and her Facebook page has gone quiet. Did I mention those were local news accounts? One of the interesting facets of this story is that it won't shock me at all if you've never seen nor heard this girl's name before now. Her story has been covered some in the national media, but it is by no means getting the wall-to-wall attention that other stories of missing young girls and women have received. Some people wonder why that is. She is, after all, a young girl. The authorities believe that her disappearance involves foul play, in part because she is an honor student at a North Carolina high school, has already been accepted to college, had never been in trouble with the law, and had no unusual disputes with her family. In fact, her mother, long divorced from her father, had agreed to allow her to visit her half-siblings since she felt the teen deserved to know her ex's side of the family. So why isn't her disappearance a bigger deal? She's pretty. That shouldn't matter, but apparently it does when it comes to media coverage of missing persons. And she's African-American, and that shouldn't matter, but apparently it does too. CNN's Don Lemon covered this story and wrote about it on the CNN blog. He said he had heard about Felicia Barnes' disappearance on social media when he was on Christmas vacation, and friends and others started asking why the authorities are not getting more help from the news media in spreading the word. The Baltimore police, interestingly enough, are among those raising the question of whether Felicia's race has something to do with the lack of urgency with which her disappearance has been treated by the media. African Americans make up about 13% of the population, but estimates from different organizations and the Justice Department suggest that black children account for 34 to 42% of all missing people under the age of 18. What is happening to those children? Some of them, according to human rights activist Malika Sadassar, are surely being trafficked for sex. I reached her today to ask her about this story, and she told me about girls who are literally kidnapped off the street, drugged, gang-raped, and deprived of food until they're so desperate and frightened they will do anything. There's even a name for it. It's called guerrilla pimping, and part of the calculation for the pimps involves exactly which girls they think they can hold on to and exploit before somebody comes looking. That is one reason the organization Sadassar co-founded, the Rebecca Project for Human Rights, campaigned to pressure the website Craigslist to shut down its adult services section because they came to believe it made it just too easy for traffickers to connect with buyers. That's also the reason her group is campaigning to get law enforcement to treat underage prostitutes as de facto victims instead of prosecuting them. Sadassar told me that people find it hard to believe that this happens in this country. They can imagine it in Thailand or India or Ciudad Juarez or places like that. They don't think it can happen in Baltimore or Atlanta or Ohio. But her experience and that of other advocates say that it can, and it does. And why wouldn't it, when only some children are seen as worth saving and protecting, and so many others are just invisible? And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.